BizScoops is proudly produced by NewsScoop.
Good day to you and welcome to BizScoops for business news local and international. My name is Isabel Potgieter. On the show today, South Africans will face higher electricity prices in the coming months and the economy grew slightly below forecasts. The economist Walter Kriegel talks about GDP numbers and the drivers of growth. In international business news, China is hoping that wider use of artificial intelligence will help create jobs. In investment news, gold prices rose as the US dollar weakened. And we talked to the chief executive officer of the Gauteng Transport Authority, Dorothy Mabuza. South Africans will face higher electricity prices from next month after the National Energy Regulator approved Eskom tariff increases for 2026. NERSA confirmed an average increase of 8.76% for Eskom direct customers from 1 April, while municipal customers will see an average increase of 9.1% from 1 July. The regulator said the adjustments follow Eskom's annual tariff application. The increases are also linked to an additional 54.7 billion rand Eskom was allowed to recover from customers over 3 years, following earlier calculation errors by the regulator. South Africa's economy grew by 1.1% in 2025, according to the latest data from Statistics South Africa. This follows growth of 0.5% in 2024 and was slightly below forecasts of 1.3% by Investec and PSG. The annual increase was driven mainly by stronger activity in the finance, real estate and business services sector, as well as agriculture, forestry and fishing, and trade, catering and accommodation. However, manufacturing, electricity, gas and water and construction all recorded negative growth during the year. And the price of Brent crude oil shot up the past 2 weeks. We asked the executive director of the Center for Risk Analysis, Chris Harting, what does this mean for the economy globally and in South Africa?
With the price of Brent crude increasing to $114 per barrel on Monday and subsequently declining to the $80 to $90 range, this means the global economy will be under strain from a higher oil price, and also for the South African economy, because South Africa imports so much oil and petroleum and fuel and petroleum-related products, that South Africa will face the probability of higher fuel prices in April and possibly in May. This is also coupled with the fact that South Africa has, in the national budget presented by the Minister of Finance in February, South Africa is incorporating increases in the fuel levy as well as the road accident fund levies and fees. So those will also push up the fuel price. Over the long term, this possibly means some higher costs of some goods and services in the South African economy.
We now have the economist Professor Walter Kriegel on the line with us. Walter, the economy grew last year more than in 2024, but still not fast enough to create jobs or reduce poverty. What is needed for real growth?
I attended an interesting conference by Economic Research Southern Africa. If you consider growth from the demand side, it must be driven by investment or exports. So the first question is, why has investment been so low since the global financial crisis? Part of the answer is a lack of demand. Domestically, households simply did not have the resources to spend the economy into motion. Government spending grew, but it was often wasteful. Our exporters didn't do badly, but they steadily became less competitive. So how should the reforms lead to economic growth? They must be things that reduce the private sector's costs and make companies more competitive. Unfortunately, many of the reforms necessary will take a long time to make a difference. Changing the structure of the economy will mean that we first have to bet on the fast horses of old, agriculture and mining, while we build the skills needed to grow faster in services sectors. If the government can muster the political will, there are many quick wins possible around regulation. For example, there isn't even a register at the moment of all the regulations that a business must comply with. By simplifying regulation and making it clearer, we lower the costs of doing business and increase competitiveness. This work is cut out for Operation Vulindlela, but nobody said anything about the trade-offs that we needed. We can't offer everything to everyone. We can't have rapid economic growth while simultaneously building in redress and equality as requirements for that process. We just don't need more good plans. We really need a list of priorities.
Thank you. That was Professor Waldo Kriegel, an economics professor at the Northwest University's Business School. If you'd like to hear more from Professor Kriegel, you can listen to his daily podcast called The Economic Minute on Spotify and Anchor FM. China is hoping that wider use of artificial intelligence will help create jobs and boost economic growth. Policymakers say expanding AI across industries could improve productivity and help offset the country's aging workforce and economic slowdown. China's labor ministry says the technology could help create employment opportunities for the 12.7 million university graduates expected this year. However, some economists warn that automation could also increase youth unemployment and push wages lower if government do not introduce stronger social support measures. Gold prices rose yesterday as the US dollar weakened and oil prices fell following comments by US President Donald Trump suggesting the war in the Middle East could end soon. Spot gold increased by about 0.5% to just over $5,161 an ounce, while US gold futures also climbed. Analysts say easing fears of a war-driven surge in inflation could reduce pressure on central banks to raise interest rates, which is generally supportive for gold prices. Before we say goodbye, we are joined by the Chief Executive Officer of the Gauteng Transport Authority, Dorothy Mabuza. Last week, she told us more about who the authority is, how it fits within the provincial structure, and their single ticketing and identity projects. This week, we hear more about the authority's vision for the future. Dorothy, your vision speaks about seamless mobility for sustainable economic growth for all in Gauteng. What is your vision with seamless mobility?
Speaking on seamless mobility, we are talking an integrated transport system, whether it's mobility as a service, which then brings in the technology aspect to it from a ticketing system perspective that operates within a defined platform with some back-end stipulations and conditions, to the operational aspects of that also pulls in a form of regulations.
How is TAG using infrastructure to build an integrated public transport network that is accessible, efficient, and fair?
So from an infrastructure perspective, maybe to expand more, we're looking at integrating within intermodal facilities, integrating all modes of transport, be it train, bus, and I think it's going to work better within stations. So we have identified within the integrated transport master plans of the entire Gauteng key nodes wherein we can integrate transport systems and integrate all cities across the province. And those will then be developed into intermodal facilities, not necessarily your traditional taxi rank facilities, but your futuristic intermodal facilities that would comprise of retail spaces, outdoor advertising, and all other amenities that seeks to define the dignity aspect and the quality aspect of a public transport facility.
These facilities will not only be futuristic. Your vision is to also see it as an additional revenue stream for the province. Can you explain how you envisage to achieve this?
So it's futuristic because we've also pulled in a technology effect to them, in that we're looking at automating these. We are seeing them as another form of revenue or revenue stream for the province. Gone are the days where we, as government, we will be providing facilities free of charge. And we are saying, let us work together in collaboration to transform public transport in all corners, in all fronts, and in all whatever methods or mechanisms that we can. So we will be entering into partnerships with public transport operators, with businesses, with commercials, so as we realize this objective. So the seamless mobility is basically to pull in everything in an integrated mode and within a land use perspective, especially from your key nodes that have been identified for this particular purpose. And among other things, we have defined strategies that we could put in place and aligning with the transit-oriented developments and then first and last mile concept, bringing in the non-motorized transport as another form of transport, and of course promoting the healthy habits among the pedestrians or people that will be the end users, basically, of the infrastructure. And I think among other things would be reliability, to achieve reliability, which then translates to trust and translates to then accountability in governance.
And that was the Chief Executive Officer of the Gauteng Transport Authority, Dorothy Mabuza. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back next week with more business news, local and international, on BizCoops. My name is Isabel Potgieter. Goodbye.
And this was another edition of BizCoops, proudly produced by Newscoop.